John, three stages down, the day is going well. You presume you're looking out on things and saying that things are going so far so good.
I'm leaving that to Gordon Noble, the clerk of the course. I was out doing my bits during the night. I only got back to the hotel at 6:30 this morning, got a call at 7:30, so I haven't even seen a rally car yet.
Or haven't even seen a bed.
I saw it. I got in, I tossed it and got back out again.
Like a lot of us. It's miserable conditions up here. The drivers are, some of them are even using snow tyres out there.
Yeah, well, I was out at the meeting points for the marshals for the first three stages through the night. And the enthusiasm out there is great. The weather is not killing that at all. Oversubscribed on marshals, just the nice percentage that we needed. So the plan is working absolutely perfect. The Chief Marshal, Paul Goodman, has worked it out to perfection. And the goodwill is there, the enthusiasm is there. So the weather isn't damping the enthusiasm up here.
And you were talking to my colleague Will Downing earlier on, you're almost looking for problems and they're not cropping up.
We were there, the plan was absolutely implemented, and we were wondering, had we missed something? Because everybody was very comfortable where they are, and we haven't missed anything. And God forbid, if something was to happen, we could respond very, very well, because everything else is dealt with.
And to cap it all, after three stages this morning, Irish drivers in 7th and 8th?
Super. What more could you ask for? The Irish lads flying the flag high.
Better weather, possibly?
Oh, listen, we'll take, as I said to, we have two chaplains, Father Brian Darcy and Reverend Arthur Barrett, and I said to him, you were to organise the weather, and he said, you have weather, it's just not good weather.
John, thanks a lot.